25 years on the PGA Tour and a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Jay Delsing brings you his perspective on one of the world's greatest games as a professional golfer and network broadcaster. It's the game that connects the pros and the average Joes. Brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Golf with Jay Delsing is now on 101 ESPN.
Good morning, St. Louis. Pearly, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got John Perlis with me here.
Ready to go. A lot of good topics and absolutely ready to go.
Yep, you look like you're fired up. You figured out a way to get back here. Like, this is like six in a row now. Six shows in a row.
Yeah, and you're going to have to drop that shtick.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to take
off
from...
Meet and I are enjoying it. Okay, so we formatted this show like a round of golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment, and it is brought to you by Golf Discount. Golf Discount is where St. Louis shops for all of its golf needs. I know you've never heard this before, but these are our social media outlets.
Yes.
Twitter is at Jay Delsing. Facebook is Golf with Jay Delsing, and Jay Delsing Golf. LinkedIn is Jay Delsing, and Instagram is. Okay.
I don't know why we're not live streaming like Pepe just did in when he was recording his segments.
Well, because we're not really live.
I don't know.
Are you alive?
I feel alive.
I don't know.
Have you seen a mirror lately? Because you haven't shaven for a week.
Oh, I have.
And a half.
I'm trying to cover it up, man. It's what do you? You know what I'm saying? Just cover it all up.
I'll leave that alone. You can only grow in so many places.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what we got going on.
I'm not sure I got the answer of why we're not live streaming.
For this, hey, you're
next
a techie
time.
Guy. Go
I
ahead.
I am not the techie
Go
guy.
Go ahead. Hey, don't delegate to me. This is my show.
I
you
was asking
do
you
it.
A question. You
and
don't
I
know
said,
if I delegate.
Okay, here
that
it is.
That was not a delegate.
You can do Facebook Live. All
okay,
right,
next
cool.
time I'll
here
go.
Here we go.
So there.
We got a cool segment with the Leading Edge, our segment I created a couple weeks ago, and Chef Pepe.
I like
really
you.
Cool dude.
I like
and
you.
Their place, great food.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Pino's Italian
I
soul
just
food.
Like the, I like his style, so yep. I know I'm going to like the food. And I'm yep. just waiting for an invite yep. from you, and then I'll go.
Right, if I had your number, I'd call you and let you know. We've got a really cool, you know, we talked a little bit about the Caddy Tales. That we got Mark Long, who is
really
I've known
good.
Mark about 30 years, and we laugh so hard trying to put this together because I'd say 75% of the stories we wanted to tell, we could not tell.
But I like the way he handled that, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're going to be able to tell some. You're just going to have to leave, you know, change the characters' names. And
yep.
instead of
right.
being 6 foot two, he's 5'8".
Yeah, that's
and a
right.
little bit round and
yeah.
things like
and
that.
That could be just about anybody anymore. We got an episode of Whack and Chase, which is always fun. Let's just get this thing started. Okay. So we're not your typical golf show.
Duh. I hope not.
Right. Okay. So
that's
I go
people
through.
People are listening.
I go through my reading and I go through and I see this headline: professional golfer penalized 58 strokes in a tournament, and I'm like, that cannot be possible. Well, it is. Women's Senior Open. Leanne Walker used to play in the LPGA Tour. Hadn't played in a while. Still, I mean, hadn't played professionally in a while.
Right.
Competed. So she qualifies for the Women's
Good
Senior
for
Open.
Her. Yeah.
yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
She gets in there, does not realize, she knows that there's been rule changes. No one's told her that her caddy is not allowed to line her up, stand behind her. And on the...
So her caddy didn't know.
She didn't know.
By the way, if the caddy didn't know,
right.
I'm not sure I'd let that caddy line me up right. if the caddy didn't know that
well,
rule.
Well, how about this? She played the entire first day with her competitors, and they didn't know. They didn't say anything to her. Maybe they knew. Didn't
well,
say
if she's a last-minute qualifier and things like that, she's probably playing in that group.
Right.
Yeah.
So, first day, goes along about her business, and drops a little 85 without the penalty. Hang on. We're getting to this thing, right? 85. Well,
you're baiting me here because I got all kinds of things I want to say
right.
about this. And by the way, anything I would say would be relevant to either the guys or the girls.
Right, right,
tour,
right.
So that's not
yeah.
where I'm coming
right.
from. One, this is where golf gets kind of weeny.
No doubt.
You know,
no
any
doubt.
Other sport's going to just say, hey, you're done.
Go
home.
That's right.
Go home.
What do you want?
Yeah.
100? It doesn't matter, right? Second day, there's four holes left. And one of her
So that was the point. She didn't even realize it at all the first day, even after night.
No, 85. Yeah. The funny thing is her scores, her real scores were 85, 74, missed a cut by one.
Ooh.
It's an open, so it's
so she's playing a little bit. Yeah.
So she, you know, brought it back. 11 strokes difference in
well,
day 74 one and day two.
And any kind of open is a good shot, a good score.
Except with about four holes to play, I think it was it Helen Alfredson, some very popular name player said, "You can't have your caddy line you up." And she says, "What are you talking about?" "Oh, wait a second. He did it all day yesterday." They call an official, and the officials go, "Keep playing. Don't let him line you up anymore. We need to have a conference to figure this out." She gets finished. This is where the new rule change. She gets finished, and they said, "It's two strokes every time he did that." She went over it with her playing partners. And the first day, she got assessed 42 strokes and penalties.
Okay. See, now, I wouldn't have gone over it. I would have just said, "Fine, I'm done."
Right.
And not stormed out, per se, right. But I don't need to go through the pain of, no, let's see, this hole were you behind me and this hole were you behind me?
The beauty of it was, though, she brought up the second day, she only got penalized 16 strokes. But
I think she may have missed one.
Yeah, she probably did. Here's a real beauty about one of the rule changes. So Pearl, remember Tiger Woods hitting the flag stick on 15 at Augusta, going in the water when he's coming close to in the lead, taking a wrong drop, which for any other of us tour players playing would be automatic disqualification, and they let Tiger stick around because the Masters kind of writes their own rules, right? Oh. So they've redone the rule book. And if there's a rule incident, you're not disqualified. So she didn't get disqualified. She posted 127, followed up by a 90.
Well, that now some of the open stuff, if you don't get within a certain number of, you can't even try it for play.
You're like blacklisted.
So I think she's blacklisted till like 2025.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
So that new rule that's supposed to help people could actually
hurt her
big time.
She'd have been way better off just getting DQ'd.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody tap her on the shoulder and say, "Hey, honey."
But that was one of those headlines I saw.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking.
But you know what? As those rules change, well, we saw all the debacles with the guys this year, the dropping and that kind of stuff. I remember one year, I'm up in Canada, I think fishing, and there's a tournament, a Canadian Tour event. So I go through qualifying. And I make it. But as I'm going through the qualifying...
It's all that prep you did out on the the ponds and the streams.
Exactly. But as I'm kind of getting ready, a buddy comes up on the putting green and says, "Hey, I don't think that grip's legal anymore." Now, I haven't played for several years, so I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Yeah. I haven't changed my grip since you know me.
This is a fly rod. What are you talking about?
6 years. Yeah. So I go into the pro shop real quick. I mean, I'm going to tee off in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And he says, "Yeah, you can't play with that grip." And I said, "Do you have a grip in here I can't
play
with?"
Is it on your putter?
Yeah. So he rips it off.
Was it a piston, an old pistol grip?
Oh, it has something with a paddle.
Oh, yeah.
This,
okay.
That. I don't remember.
Right,
but anyway.
Right. The old paddle grip.
He says, "Well, I got something." He says, "But it's not going to dry in time." So I got my caddy carrying my bag and carrying my putter outside my bag. And when he's handing it to me, I would just grab the shaft part. And I'm walking around until I had the putt. And I would very gingerly for the first couple holes. I make a 30-footer on the first hole and like a 20-footer on the second hole. End up making the dang cut.
And I'm thinking, I need to putt like this all the time.
But those rules can creep up on you when you're not paying attention, when your caddy doesn't know what the heck they're doing.
Right. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about this to get your opinion on the Rory versus Koepka feud. I'm just finding it hard to get my hands around that.
What part are you having a hard time?
Oh, what feud? I mean,
it's not a feud.
It's not a feud.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're trying to build this rivalry, and I think that's great, but I mean, just let the guys play.
Plus, Brooks is Brooks. Brooks is always going to appear to step in your face. And I love the way Rory handled it during the Skins game. He was excellent, and the announcers were like, "Gosh, thank goodness he handled it that way." Because Rory says, "There's not a feud here. He's calling me out because I haven't won a major. I haven't won a major. I've been playing really well. But guess what? He's right. I haven't won one." Yeah, it bugs me a little bit. I like that I went... I can't remember what event it was. Went up toe-to-toe.
Yep.
He'd got me the time before. I got him this time.
That's right.
But I liked that attitude. And I think also, Brooks is going to throw the proverbial what appears to be in the news is going to make out to be a bombshell. And he's going to always throw it. And if we're going to make a big deal out every time, I'm going to get tired of that.
Well, here's the other thing. He uses it. He absolutely does. It's another chip that he throws on his shoulder.
That helps him get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go lift those weights, and do his running, and go kick everybody's butt out.
Put
there.
On his speedo. All that stuff. Yeah, something's got to do it. That's going to wrap up the on the range segment. Probably that was pretty good. That was fun.
It was fun. They're all good.
Hopefully they're good. We like it. Well, I don't know if you guys like it.
They're fun for us.
Is anybody listening? This is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
Quick note. We just got a call from our friend Joe Schieser at USA Mortgage. He said the rates are still below 4%. And if you mention Golf with Jay Delsing, he'll give you a discount on your closing costs. Please call him today at 314-628-2015.
Do you folks know about a family-owned and operated jewelry business that's been in the St. Louis area since 1946? If you haven't heard the name Sutley before, well, you have now. They are the premier Hearts on Fire dealer in the metropolitan region and have been for more than 21 years. What's a Hearts on Fire diamond, you ask? It is the world's most perfectly cut diamond. The Sutleys are knowledgeable and passionate about your jewelry needs and are open 6 days a week. They will treat you like family and want to understand your wishes and desires. Their business thrives on developing personal relationships with you. Sutleys also strive to stay on top of the latest trends and fashion with amazing selection of designer jewelry from famous designers like Lagos, Zengani, Simon G, just to name a few. It's all done at Sutley. Sutley's is on the cutting edge of the diamond business, featuring the lab-grown diamonds that can cost 30 to 40% less than a mined diamond. Whether it's a Hearts on Fire, designer or custom jewelry, or even the new and innovative lab-grown diamonds, let Sutley Jewelers take care of all your jewelry needs. I have known this family for 45 years. Go in and see Gary, ask for Gus, ask for Laura. It's a family business, and they are terrific people. They're located in the Lamp and Lantern Village on Clayton Road, just west of Highway 141 in Town and Country. You can also visit them at saettele.com. Sunday equals football and pizza. My choice for pizza is PW Pizza in Lafayette Square. You've got to try their signature pies, and the wings are to die for. You need something a little more formal? Well, head over to their sister restaurant, Hamilton's Urban Steakhouse and Bourbon Bar. I didn't even get to the steakhouse portion. The bourbons are fantastic. Their selection and the dry-aged steaks, wow. When you go, be sure to tell them that Jay Delsing sent you, and you'll get 10% off your order. Visit their websites at pwpizza.com and hamiltonsteak.com.
Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC are a proud sponsor of Golf with Jay Delsing here on 101 ESPN. The firm was started in January 2015 by Mike Doster, Jess Olam, and John Boyle, three veterans of the St. Louis real estate, banking, commercial, and corporate legal landscape. The firm was founded on the shared view that success should be measured by client and community satisfaction, not profits for partner. The firm's focus is on business, real estate, corporate finance and restructuring, and succession planning. Since its founding in 2015, Doster, Olam, and Boyle have been involved in real estate, business, and corporate transactions with a combined value in excess of over $1 billion. For decades, Doster, Olam, and Boyle lawyers have been recognized as leaders in their practice areas by their peers. Doster, Olam, and Boyle, LLC. Extraordinary talent, ordinary people. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I've known the proprietor of Pino Italian Soul Food, Pepe, for a long time. His place is at 7600 Wydown Avenue in a sweet little part of Clayton called the Moorlands. He likes to refer to his place as a neighborhood spot, and it is. All of their food is consciously raised. All of their breads, pastas, and desserts are handmade on the spot. The food is created with a Calabria region of Italy in mind, which is he refers to as the Creole of Italy, with influence from Greece, Northern Africa, and the Mediterranean. What do you need to know about Pino's? They want their customer and their experience to be fabulous. It's not about the chef. It's not about the ego or any of that other stuff. It's about a neighborhood place with great food. Go on and visit Pino Italian Soul Food today. Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for its golf equipment since 1976. Golf Discount has been and still is locally owned. They employ the most experienced staff you'll find anywhere. There are two locations, one in South County just off of Lee May Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount fits your custom equipment to your swing using the state-of-the-art GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures that perfect fit that you're looking for. Go to Golf Discount for all your golfing needs.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. You can find Jay online at jdelsinggolf.com. It's time for the 19th hole on Golf with Jay Delsing.
Well, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. We just finished 18 holes, and we are headed to the 19th hole, one of our favorites. But first of all, I got to talk about Dean Team Automotive Group. They've been a sponsor now for a couple of weeks. Great folks. They talked about a partnership, and my 16-year-old she just turned 16. JoJo just turned 16, and I went to those guys. I said, look, I don't want a new car. I want something extremely safe, gets good gas mileage. They hooked me up with a Volkswagen. But what they did, the way they did it, was unbelievable. They asked when we were coming in. We came in. The car was sitting right out front. Joe was like, Dad, is that my car? It's beautiful. Wow. They had it cleaned. Spectacular for us. We both got to drive it. And we came back and they said, look, why don't you just take this car for the weekend and come back and we'll figure it out, see if you like it. I mean, they could not have been better start to finish. They followed up with us after that, right? They said, everything going well with the car? Is it clean enough for you? We put gas in it. I mean, it's spectacular. And I'll be honest, typically, I don't have that great of experiences buying cars. I feel like people pester you and they just, irritate you a little bit with some of the questions. Well,
sometimes
and
you get
like
irritated
that.
When you're spending 30, 40, 50 grand with a car, too. But isn't it cool to be able to go to a place like this with the Dean Team and be able to really trust them, especially in the case when it's for your daughter? I mean, that's a big deal.
Exactly right. I said, I want something safe. And they said, we got a great car for you. And these guys have all sorts of brands, Volkswagen, Subarus, Hyundais, Genesis, Volvo. I bought a pre-owned car. They have over 1,000 pre-owned cars in their lot. They got a golf cart division, which was really fun. These customized golf carts are street legal. They can go up to 50 miles an hour.
We need one of those for around the show?
I'm all about it, yeah.
That's good. Can I drive? You get one to drive you to the bathroom and back and forth to the bathroom, like at the, anyway. Let's get back. And then don't forget about the auto sports. The Dean Team has luxury cars. They've got almost $10 million worth of luxury vehicles there. Any vehicle you could imagine. Colors, shapes, sizes, they're fantastic. They have 5 locations. All are on Manchester Road. Volkswagen, Subaru, and Hyundai are in Baldwin. They have a second Volkswagen location in Kirkwood. That's where we went. And, man, Brent and Colin rocked for us there. Guys, thank you so much. And they're about to open a brand-new Volvo dealership that's in Maplewood. And that's where the golf cart shop division is, too. So anything you want to know, go to deanteen.com. Tell them Jay Delsing sent you. We got an episode of Whack and Chase that that's fun. Let's go right to that episode.
Jay, John, back at it again. The people can't get enough. Another edition of Whack and Chase, and Jeff is on the line this week.
Whack and Chase, welcome, Jeff. Where are you from?
I'm from a little town in Illinois called Bushnell.
Bushnell. Is that the scope, the rangefinder Bushnell?
No, not the rangefinder. It's the home of Bushnell Hammers. So if you ever get hammered, that's a great place to go.
Perfect start.
Bushnell's one of those towns that the only way to find it, either you're looking for it or you're lost. Mm-hmm. So that's all I can tell you.
Man, I'm not sure where to go with that. That's pretty good.
Awesome, Jeff. Well, hey, here's how this works. First of all, appreciate you coming on. And if you would ask Jay a question on what part of your game you would like to work on, then while Jay's kind of thinking about it, I'll ask you a couple questions by the way, probing questions.
Okay. John thinks they're strategic, so, you know, just
Jay, have you ever given a wrong answer to anybody that's called in? No.
Not as far as I know.
Well, exactly. Not as far as we will admit. So the bottom line is,
my questions are feeding you the information ultimately that you need. So you can diss them, but the bottom line is 100% we are so far. Meet, aren't we 100%? Isn't that what the ratings say?
100%.
Exactly.
Right.
We're there. So don't mess
so
the
you
formula.
Don't get repeat
ratings?
Callers, what you're saying.
Yeah. We don't get repeat callers or repeat listeners. Other than that, we're kicking the butt around
okay.
here.
All right.
Okay. So what's your question, Jeff? What do you need? What, tell us a little bit about what kind of a player you are, what's your handicap,
okay.
how long. Tell us a little bit about you and your game.
I am currently an 11 handicap. I've been playing golf approximately 55, 56 years. My little town that I grew up in, I think I've already discussed the fact that you can't find it if you look for it. I started out on sand greens.
Perfect. So you appreciate no matter what the condition of the grass greens are.
So, exactly. Someone says, well, did you like the golf course? I said, I've never met one that I didn't like.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm good.
Good
I'm
attitude.
Good. But I would tell you that the biggest issue that I seem to run into, Jay, is my alignment, whether it is off the tee. And really, that's the main part of it is, you know, getting myself aligned correctly so that the shot goes where it's supposed to, as opposed to way left or way right.
So, lined correctly, do you tend to line up left or right? Do you know, Jeff? Or is it ball position or all of them?
Yeah, well, in my mind, I think I'm lined up dead on, but somehow the ball keeps going to the left. And, you know, when you try to correct that, well, then somewhere in my mind and in my body, I keep correcting it so that it still goes left.
Well,
so, yeah.
Well, we've been down that road before.
Jay's currently scratching his head, and I see little question marks kind of floating out above his head. So it's time for me to ask you a couple questions while he ponders and to give him some more meat to go off of to get this figured out. Not you, meat of the of the information.
He can't handle more of me.
Oh, well, here we go. All right.
Okay, so Jeff, the first question here. It's a long one, so follow me, please. If you had to hit a shot in front of 5,000 people, would you want to hit a drive over water, a 30-foot putt, or a chip over a deep bunker? It makes my head sweat just asking you that question.
I absolutely. Well, first off, I would have to ask for the beverage cart girl to pull up so that I could have a long draught of some strong liquid. I would tell you of the things that I've, of that list, I would probably hit the shot over the bunker.
Would you?
Well, we got a short game guy here.
No, we didn't talk about the lie. This is a tight lie. You're good? You're good?
I'm okay. I don't mind opening up a 60-degree wedge and just taking a full swing at it.
It sounds like there's someone in this room, I don't want to mention any names, but might not be so comfortable with that, April.
I think I know who that is. Yeah.
He is sweating over
here. Good for you, Jeff. Good for you. I think that's awesome. 11 handicap. I would have guessed that you were going to say, I'm going to take that driver out, rip it, and show everybody how far I hit the dang thing.
But if there were 5,000 people, I would hope they were behind me because there's a good chance someone's going to get hurt.
Okay, then I got one more for you here.
Okay.
Jay, I can see him settling into it, but he's not quite there.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you're a joke guy or something, but can you think for a second, what's the best joke you've ever told or ever heard, Jeff, that you can tell on the radio?
Family show.
Oh, my. You know, there's several that come to mind, but, you know, just a quick quip that would always seems to work is, you know, how do you catch a rabbit?
I'm not sure, Jeff. How do you catch a rabbit?
You sneak up on it. How do you catch a unique rabbit?
You sneak up on it.
There you go.
Well, we said family show. There's only so much you can work with there.
That's
exactly
awesome, Jeff.
Right. But yeah, thank you for testing me on that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sure you were prepared.
You were the type of guy I could tell that would come up with something. My guess is you could have come up with a bunch that aren't suited for family radio.
I think I've heard one about a guy going for some sort of exam.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we got to stop right there. We got to stop that one right there. Okay, so I can see Jay is settled in his seat. He's comfortable, and he is ready to roll to give you an answer.
So, Jeff, this is one of the things, if you ever get to go to a tour event, whether it's Champions Tour, Women's Tour, you will see on the driving range, guys are continually trying to figure out where their bodies are in space. It sounds so much easier than it is. It is really difficult. I know, Pearlie, when you caddied for me, we worked on it every single day, at least a couple hours a day.
Whether you thought you needed it or not,
right.
We did it.
Right.
And one of my favorite lines is Ernie Els talking about if his alignment was good, he felt he could compete and be the best in the world. And if his alignment was off, he wanted to go home.
Yeah, there's no question. And so what's interesting, Jeff, for a good player, 11 handicap, your misses go left, and your first response is probably to aim farther right, right?
Correct.
And the problem, I'm going to tell you right now, that the reason it's missing is because you're aiming too far right. And the reason it continues to go to the right, every once in a while, you got to smash one out to the right somewhere, I'm figuring, every once in a while.
Yes, that is correct.
And
yes.
That makes you just go, now what do I do?
Yeah. Right.
And so what you've got to do is this. You got to get out on the range and get some sort of an umbrella, an aiming rod, or another club. Lay it down so that you can get your feet, knees, hips, and shoulders all stacked on top of each other.
Okay.
And you need to get aimed more left. And I know you're going to go Delsing.
Okay.
I'm missing the ball to the left, and you're telling me to aim it left. And your first couple swings, Jeff, might go way left. But all of a sudden, if you start trying to relate to your target, you're going to go, wait a minute. I don't need to swing like this because it's never going to go there. I've got to swing more. Where you're doing is you're probably helping this ball. I'm assuming you're probably coming either shutting your face from underneath, but as an 11 handicap, you're probably coming a little more over the top is what I'm guessing.
Over the top is usually what I do, yes.
Yeah, and so, Jeff, what this will help you to do, when you aim further left, it will help you work more under with your right shoulder. You'll start hitting the ball higher, and it'll curve less.
Probably a little further, too, once he gets comfortable.
No question
it.
About that. Yep. Yeah, no question, just because the ball he hit more
solidly. Other than straighter, higher.
I don't know a single man that doesn't want more length.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Other than straighter, higher, and longer, I would say it's been pretty much solved here, Jeff. So is that something you can work on?
I appreciate that. Yeah. Part of it is you just got to go out and work on it, yes.
And, you know, Jeff, this is how we sign off our episodes of Whack and Chase. If this information that we've, so professionally dished out helps you, tell everybody you know where you got it. Give them our numbers. Give them our emails.
Okay.
If you keep smashing this ball to the left, tell them we never met.
That's the no-repeat callers. I got you. I'm on it.
Thanks, Jeff. Sure appreciate your time.
Thank you. Hey, have a great evening, guys.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Another episode of Whack and Chase in the books.
I love Whack and Chase.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. Jeff was funny. You could tell he sounds like a fun guy to play golf with.
I'm sure he is. The character comes through on a lot of these call-ins.
It's hard to keep that under wraps, isn't it?
Yeah. We don't want to.
That's why we're trying to do it. So if you want to get involved in Whack and Chase, jay@jdelsinggolf.com. And I would give you Pearlie's home phone number, but I won't do that.
Thank you.
So you could call Pearlie in the middle of the night and go, I want to be on Whack and Chase. But that's going to wrap up this show. Pearlie,
it's going
thanks.
Too fast.
It is going fast. Thanks for being with us. It was a lot of fun.
Love it.
Meet. I'm not sure what you do over there, man, but you do it
keep
well.
Doing it.
And keep doing it, man. We appreciate you. Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. Hit him straight, St. Louis. I want to thank Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring my show, Golf with Jay Delsing. There's 90 holes of golf at Whitmore. If you join out at Whitmore, you get privileges at the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, Golf Club of Wentzville, and all the cart fees are included in that membership. There's no food and beverage minimums and no assessments ever. They've got a great 24-hour fitness center, a large pool complex, 3 tennis courts, a year-round social calendar that is rocking out at Whitmore. There's kids' clubs, junior golf, junior tennis, swim team available for your children. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, a wonderful staff, and you've got to go to the golf shop and visit my friend, Bummer. He is an absolute treat. Don't forget about the golf leagues, their skin games, members' tournaments. Bummer and the staff out of Whitmore are continually running cool and fun golf events for you and your family. Visit their website at whitmoregolf.com. Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for its golf equipment since 1976. Golf Discount has been and still is locally owned. They employ the most experienced staff you'll find anywhere. There are two locations, one in South County just off of Lee May Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount fits your custom equipment to your swing using the state-of-the-art GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures that perfect fit that you're looking for. Go to Golf Discount for all your golfing needs.
Urban Chestnut Brewing Company is proud to be an official sponsor of 101 ESPN's newest show, Golf with our friend Jay Delsing. Just like Jay, Urban Chestnut is born right here in St. Louis. With three local brewing and restaurant locations, you won't travel far to sample straight from the source. If you're heading out to the links this weekend, or if you're just in the mood for a classic German-style beer, grab a four-pack of our fresh, refreshing Zwickel Bavarian Lager wherever craft beers are sold. Urban Chestnut Brewing Company, St. Louis, Missouri. Prost!
Sunday equals football and pizza. My choice for pizza is PW Pizza in Lafayette Square. You've got to try their signature pies, and the wings are to die for. You need something a little more formal? Well, head over to their sister restaurant, Hamilton's Urban Steakhouse and Bourbon Bar. I didn't even get to the steakhouse portion. The bourbons are fantastic. Their selection and the dry-aged steaks, wow. When you go, be sure to tell them that Jay Delsing sent you, and you'll get 10% off your order. Visit their websites at pwpizza.com and hamiltonsteak.com. When you hear someone mention a certain bank, do you wonder, is that its original name? Who owns that bank? I also hear the word community mentioned often. Can a bank really be a community one if it's not locally owned and decisions are made for that bank hundreds of miles away? Well, welcome St. Louis Bank into this conversation. They are locally owned and do live in this community. They want to be the St. Louis Bank and are working right now to redefine what it means to be a community bank. Whether you're an individual, someone representing a private company, a purpose-driven organization, or whatever, if you care about your people, your community, and about St. Louis, then we want to be your banking partner. St. Louis Bank wants to create something big together. Keep an eye out for our two new locations, one in Edwardsville, opening in March, and the other on Hanley Road at Highway 40, opening in April, both in 2020. You can reach them at 314-851-6200 or go to stlouisbank.com.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com, as well as at jdelsinggolf.com.